Our next speaker is Josh Cohn. Josh is a political science major from El Paso, Texas. Josh.
As mentioned, I am Josh Cohn, political science major, senior, social butterfly. And I am honored to be speaking to our faculty, distinguished guest, and of course, the top dogs, the class of 2012. Indeed, as I look out across this field, I'm struck with a strange feeling of deja vu. It's almost like something out of The Wizard of Oz. I'm Dorothy and I've woken up. Everything is the same, but it's different. You were there and you were there and you were there. And our parents were there and our professors were there. Everyone was sitting here the first day of our freshman year at the convocation ceremony. I remember the dean of admissions got up on stage and he said something optimistic and inspiring. But then he said something that I still remember to this very day. He looked at us, he connected with our souls, and he said, "There are 12 Hannahs, 8 Catherines, and 2 Zinas in the class of 2012. Never have those words rung more true than today. But, of course, this is a subjective truth, because when I look out into the crowd, I don't see 12 Hannahs, 8 Catherines, and 2 Zinas. Now, some of you may say, "Josh, that's because some of them transferred or took time off." Well, fine. But the Hannahs that remain aren't one Hannah out of 12. The Catherines aren't 8 similar people sharing a name. They, like the rest of us, have grown and been reshaped by their experiences here at LC. Reshaped into, dare I say it, functioning members of society. Previous speakers have spoken of a duty to save the world. We have the tools, they say. Huh? Call me what you will. Call me what you will, but I'm gonna take a slightly different approach. The world may need people to save it, it may not. I don't know. What I do know is that it needs creative, passionate, and hardworking people to make it worth living in. We need people who care about what they do, who enjoy facing challenges, people with the confidence to do any task and the skills to do that task well. We are those people. How do I know this? How am I so confident that Lewis and Clark has prepared us to rise to the occasion? How do I know that Lewis and Clark values passion and loyalty and an unparalleled enthusiasm for life? How do I know this? Because why else would our mascot be a big cuddly dog instead of something awesome like a tiger or an eagle? I like to think that much like our mascot, we impress those around us. We are friendly and engaging, and we approach everything enthusiastically. We shed in the winter and we, oh no, that's not. The point is that our liberal arts education has helped us to become people who can add to society. We have had excellent training under the watchful eye of our faculty. Our classes are tough, they're engaging, and they are very difficult to skip when you become a senior. They're so small that, I mean, people really notice. But why would we want to skip? Our professors have nurtured this love of learning that we all share. They hold office hours mainly just to talk with us about things we find interesting, in class or otherwise. And once those conversations get going, they're hard to stop. But it's not just the faculty. All of Lewis and Clark has prepared us to move on to greater things. We're used to reading the newspaper, okay, or at least just doing the crossword. We're used to having discussions at any hour of the day, pulling from a wide variety of topics. Because I know that LC seniors, that a liberal arts education is having a substantive knowledge in a dozen different disciplines. It is a love of learning and a love of discussion. If we didn't enjoy it, we wouldn't be here today. I have witnessed my friends discuss in detail the future of Chinese economic policy while they were playing Xbox Live. I have seen students at parties, red cups in hand, discussing the nuances of William Faulkner's writing. This type of behavior may seem strange to outsiders, but it is certainly no spectacle to those of us in black robes today. We know that informed discussions shouldn't have to take place in a classroom. We don't have to be interesting for the sake of getting a good grade. We are all interesting and unique people in our own right. I'm sure our parents and professors want to take credit for this, and they can have some. But we deserve some too, because at the end of the day, it is us who have studied abroad, who have written theses, and who have taken 2 semesters of E&D. I know, the bubble of academia is going to pop. We're going to go off into this infamous real world, and everyone is telling us that life on the outside stinks. The economy is bad, the future is bad, nobody can get a job. Don't even bother turning on the news, it's just going to depress you. I refuse to accept this. We are moving on from Lewis and Clark, but not from our education. We now know how to seek out information, to satisfy our thirst for knowledge. Now we get to do all of this, but without paying through the nose for it. Within our class, we have nationally ranked debaters, award-winning biochemists, and literary marvels. One of us directed a Super Bowl commercial. This isn't us doing well on a test. This isn't us acing our math homework. This is us bringing a consistent level of excellence to whatever we decide to get involved in. I'm not nervous when I think about the future. None of us should be. Because we've had 4 years of preparation and problem solving, I know that we will bring a passion and a vigor to whatever we end up doing after college, whether that be making lattes in the back of a Starbucks or taking orders in the front of a Starbucks. Either way, I'm done filling out blue books. I'm ready to give something back to the outside world. Lord knows we've already given enough back to LC. Those senior gift people are relentless. This is all to say that we needn't aspire to cure cancer or solve global warming. Sure, that would all be pretty nice and kind of useful, but it doesn't have to be our goal. Our goal should be to make the world a better place through varied experiences and honest endeavors. Years before comedian Al Franken was elected to the Senate in Minnesota, he wrote a book titled, I'm Good Enough, I'm Smart Enough, and doggone it, people like me. Our time on the Hill has given us an attitude and a magnetism that we can't shake. Our professors have housebroken us intellectually. It was a weak tie to the mascot, but it was worth a shot. The point is, I'm ready to show the future what I've learned here. We've had the best professors, the best training, and the best campus from miles around. It's going to be tough to LC. We've all put in a lot of blood and sweat and tears. Which reminds me, somebody should notify the cleaning crew, because there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears everywhere. It's been a long road, but we've reached the end. Now it's time to get to a bigger and much longer road. We can do it, though. We're good enough, we're smart enough, and doggone it, people like us. Thank you.